good for Boston.
It really is. Phil, you're heading for big time. A big house.
You'll never have to stay in this small town, Bill, with your talents.
It is. It's real good.
How does Eddie Miller play?
Eddie Gin Miller plays...
I like that left hand he uses on it.
Eddie Gin Miller plays a beautiful, tender ballad like Whispering in that manner.
I want to let you people in on a little secret. Bill Green is very jealous of Eddie Gin Miller.
Another thing, friends, Bill Green plays a player piano.
That's right. He just sits there and pumps it.
That's all. This program, he uses a pedal. He doesn't move his fingers.
That's why you don't hear any of the new numbers on this show, because they can't get rolls beyond 1920.
Damn, that's right. He plays a player piano, and he pans himself off as being a superb piano player.
Would you like to give us your interpretation of Francis Craig? No. Go ahead. Don't be so bashful, will you?
Stop throwing things at me.
All I can say is we're sorry you're back, Bill.
Give us your interpretation of Jesse Crawford, can't we?
That sounds like Jesse Crawford, eh?
Sounds like Eddie Duchin.
It does a little. That's who? Francis Craig.
Who
was he?
What's happened to him, better still?
Whoa. Is it really?
It is Francis.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Well, so much
now, how
for
about
that.
Jesse Crawford? Ken Griffin?
Bob, excuse me. Let's look at our commercials to make sure that we're all squared away.
Well, we have a Chesterfield first. We can get that right out of the way here and now.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
Now, if he were on the ball over there at the organ, he would have had that introduction already for us to sing in answer to many requests. We haven't been able to sing it for 2 weeks.
Well,
and they come back and sit there like bumps on logs.
Wilson is. I don't know what happened to Wilson over his vacation.
He's completely lost interest in this operation, I believe.
Believe me, Ken, if the thing is too big for you here, we can make some changes. And
People often say, why don't you utilize the musicians on the show?
We'd certainly like to utilize them, but the law won't let us, friends.
You see, the difficulty we're up against, we ask them to do something, they don't do it.
Certainly. But anyway, here is their arrangement of Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, Ken and Bill. The end of some movie.
Called
The Groping Hand.
That sounds like a mystery.
Next, The Groping Hand.
Our story begins on an English moor late one night in 1931. Two men make their way across the windswept, rain-spattered moors to the accompaniment of hounds baying in the background.
And also one you can imagine.
I say, Governor,
I'm scared. I don't want to go on.
What are you scared of?
I'm afraid that this is going to lead to trouble.
We'd better get in out of cover pretty quick.
Okay. I forgot my British accent, you know.
That's right. I see an old house over there. We can make for it, I think.
Let's run for it.
All right.
Last one there is silly.
Uh-oh, I have stumbled on something.
Here, let me help you scrap it off.
All right, here, we'll just knock on the door. Doesn't.
All right, Green.
Green, get out.
All right, go on.
Green, you're true. Hey, washed up.
Break the entire mood of the program.
Here we were presenting a broken man's mystery.
We were presenting a lights-on story here. And Green has to go and foul everything.
All right, Green, you're dismissed. Totally and finally.
You and your ad-libs, Green.
They're one of the funniest ad-libs in business.
I say, Governor.
Who's in the mood for anything like that now?
I'm just trying to get back in again.
I say, Governor, have you got a speech prepared?
Not Governor. Governor.
Oh.
I believe there's no one home here. Shall we walk in?
No. I'm so mad, boy.
Oh, it is hard to get back into character after a thing like that.
It's spoiled for me. Probably for
you. You ruined my whole program today.
Oh, he's...
He's making airplanes out of his check.
I'm afraid to announce that Mr. Green is looking for a big lip.
I'm looking for one.
He's going to get one, too, believe me.
Mr. Green has been... fat head, Green.
You've been skating on very thin ice for the past summer season, Bill.
And he's real bright.
Oh, boy. It's unbelievable, huh? Of course, this will wear off. Tomorrow he'll be the same dullard he usually is.
A blithering dunderhead, that's what he'll be. Is sure. Sammy Eisen still hanging on down at the casino at Magnolia?
Is he really?
Sure is, huh? No, hanging on. I didn't say he hung himself.
Of course not. Well, I suppose we should read a commercial about that
that's
place.
That's what I was leading into.
Want me to handle it, Bob, in my own capable, distinguished manner?
Sure, why don't you?
All right. Say, friends, imagine $1.85 for dinner. Scare you? Well, $1.85 for fun, fine food, delightfully served. And you can dance where the ocean breezes play along with the best music in town.
I say, Governor, who makes that music?
Sammy Eisen, his drum and orchestra.
Yes.
At the casino at Magnolia, you can dine, you can dance, you can lunch. The casino beside the sea at Magnolia is a summertime paradise. It's short, and, it's a short, and it's pretty long, as a matter of fact.
Quite a ride. It's not
no, the
short
casino I'm talking
about.
Is, No, it isn't a long ride, Bob. It's a pleasant ride. What's the matter with you? Practically across the street. And when I say
it's a hop, skip, and jump from anywhere in New England.
In fact, if you're over 6 feet tall and you fall down, you're halfway there.
It's a long jump from Presque Isle, though.
Oh, indeed it is. Incidentally, speaking of ocean breezes and Presque Isle, I don't know what may have come to my mind, but I'm awfully sorry to hear that Shirley Mae France didn't make it today.
I just got word of that. Yep. A little while ago, it came as a nasty shock.
She was 6 miles from the English shore. Of course, you know, when you think of it, she swam some 30 miles, actually, and, of course, accomplished only 14.
Mm-hmm.
She was swimming against a flood tide.
She ran into practically the same problems that our friend Mary Margaret Magoon did when she swam out to Boston Light. You'll remember a few weeks ago, friends, that Mary decided to swim out there, got within 50 yards of the light, and got so tired she had to turn around and come back. She couldn't quite make it.
I had a swim bag, Mark.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Bob. Oh, Ray, Ken.
Didn't know you were here.
Hello there.
You see our musicians are back with
us. Shirley May. I thought sure she'd make it.
Well, it's too bad.
I imagine if my heart's broken, hers is broken in four different places.
I should imagine.
Yes, indeed.
You notice our musicians are back today?
Oh, yes.
You've greeted them, have you, with your usual cordiality?
Well, I don't know. I suppose everyone has to work, Bob. But,
They have little mouths to feed. Well, they're not so little, actually.
No, but they are back, nonetheless.
Yes.
And nothing we can do about it, I'm sure.
And much the worse for wear.
Yes, Bob.
Well, Ray, you were talking about the casino, I believe. Mary, will you sit down for a moment?
Yes, Bob.
We'll finish
of course.
Up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just sit over there.
It's a short and glorious drive along the North Shore. Route 127 from Salem. Then you go out to Magnolia with a beautiful view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. You can drink in this view, friends.
Well, we and suggest the cocktail
heady,
bar.
It's pretty heady drinking in because you'll get a whiff of a glue factory along with it. All this at reasonable prices, too. There's never a cover at the casino, and dinner starts at $1.85. That view of Gloucester Harbor, friends, will stick in your mind.
We've never said where those prices start, though.
Here's a wonderful way to spend a summer evening or a lazy summer Sunday. You can take the delightful scenic drive to the casino at Magnolia.
You don't have many more Sundays to take that drive, though. I think they close in a couple more weeks.
17th of September, we close up there at the casino.
Do we?
I mean, not you.
They do.
Yes, they do, Bob. And,
tighter than a drum till next year.
You can take the delightful scenic drive to the casino.
The casino, I mean.
Bob, I'm trying to read it.
Well, you're almost through. I want to get down to this band part.
All right. Take the delightful scenic drive to the casino at Magnolia. Stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking the oceans. Have a cocktail in the bar, dinner or luncheon if you wish. The dance floor is ocean cool, and there's just no music like Sammy Eisen's music.
Swing it, boys!
Fun and food for the fine dancing and dining. Go to the casino at Magnolia.
It's Thunderheads.
And don't forget, friends, the casino at Magnolia will remain open until September 17th. Will remain open until September 17th.
Don't you get caught in there on the 18th.
Oh, it could be a penalty for you.
It could be curtains for you.
Definitely.
Now let's introduce our special feature for today. Remember we were talking about it this morning? It's another feature of the Bob and Ray Educational Clinic. We're offering a new book today.
Oh, yes.
The new Bob and Ray bestseller entitled How to Change Horses in Midstream.
My friends, this book was written, of course, by Bob and myself, two experienced and, I might say, excellent horsemen. And we have, through the period of years, changed horses in midstream.
Many times.
So we want to pass the information along and show you just exactly how you, if you so desire, could change horses in midstream.
Now, I have a copy of this book right here. A few of the interesting chapter headings are as follows. How far should you go into stream before changing horse?
Or how can you tell when you're halfway there if you're wearing goggles?
Are any particular horses better than others for changing?
Another one, how to swap horses.
And another one, how to steal...
No.
Oh, that's not a chapter.
Absolutely not.
Somebody wrote that in, I think.
How to do horse trading. Also, how to tell the age of a horse.
The best time of year for changing horses in midstream.
The best time of day for changing horses in midstream. All these questions will be answered in this new book called Changing Horses in Midstream.
By Bob and Ray.
All you have to do is send a card to Changing Horses Midstream, care of this station.
Or, just briefly, Midstream Horses, Box 10, WHDH, Boston.
Or, just plain horse, WHDH, Boston. And Bob will be sure to get it.
Well, we expect a big pile
big
of mail tomorrow.
Everyone on that.
And we're working down at Ray's printing press down in the cellar.
That's right.
Getting these things all ready and stationaried up and so forth.
Also, I'd like to be down at the Yankee Stadium come tomorrow night.
Also, I would, too.
For that titanic struggle between the Sox and the Yankees.
But if you can't get down there, friends, 8:50 on your dial, of course, is your seat on the aisle.
Leo Wiegand has been sent down to do the ball game, and, of course, he carried on awful.
Oh, he put up an awful fight against that. I saw him out in the hall tearing his hair.
He was fuming and slamming doors, but nevertheless, of course, he had to carry out his assignment.
That's right, and he went off pouting to the airport to fly down there.
Fly down. He'll do the Braves-Dodgers game tonight from Ebbets Field, and then he'll spend a real harrowing night at the Commodore, I suppose.
Sure.
So hard to get sleep there.
Bob. I know it. Right in the middle of town there.
He'll wake up bright and early tomorrow afternoon about 2 o'clock and go out to the Yankee Stadium.
Take a cab out. He has cab fare to get out there, I believe. I think they gave it to him
out of my own
Did
pocket,
you?
Bob, and plus my best tie and my only clean white shirt.
Well, I know he'll make good use of those items because he is a hard worker.
So he should be in good voice for tomorrow night. We gave him a box of Thayer Slippery Elm Throat Lozenges. As a matter of fact, I still have a garage full of them.
Do you still have some of those?
That's better, Bill. And he'll be there at the Yankee Stadium tomorrow night to bring us that ball game.
We also gave him Bob and Ray pennants to take down. And he will hang those open the broadcast booth so they'll all know that he's there.
He'll hang, of course, from his thumbs and will be blowing against the wind.
So listen for Leo hanging from the broadcast booth tonight and tomorrow evening.
Well, so much for that.
What's the second song you've played? I think we should spotlight your artistry today.
What's the name of the song, man? Oh, there's Yes, Yes in your... No, there's No, No on your lips, but Murine in your eyes. It's better.
As if you had a cold. I can usually tell when there's a difference in your playing. Yes, or a foxtrot or something. Well, we still have hot weather copy. Incidentally, the deadline for sponsors to get in on our new fall program, which is this same one, is the 10th of September. If you plan to buy into this program, sponsors, you'd better get busy right away and get your reservation in because the program is filling up fast. And we're sinking fast as it does so. But anyway, this hot weather business applies to the Park Lane at 214 Boylston Street. They say hot weather usually puts a crimp in the old appetite. But when dining in cool, air-conditioned atmosphere, a full-pound juicy sirloin steak really hits the spot still. And the Park Lane at 214 Boylston Street is just the place for that steak, and it has all the cool comfort to relax you these warm evenings. There's refreshing cocktails, cool chef's tossed salads, cold cuts or roast beef, lobster, chicken, fruit salads with sherbet, and many other hot weather delights. Soft music, friendly, courteous atmosphere, and service and pleasant surroundings.
What's that, Bob?
Park Lane.
They make you forget the heat and enjoy yourself. You'll see many of your friends at this rendezvous of the entertainment world.
Just the other night, I ran into Ronald Sturdley there.
Well, what's he doing in town? I didn't know he was doing.
He's here in conjunction with his latest movie, Bob.
What's that?
What?
Story of Food?
No.
What was this Sturdley's picture?
Ronald Sturdley's last movie.
Well,
Flicker, Son of Thunderhead.
Oh. I didn't know. I've been thinking every one of his movies would be the last, but he still seems to be making them. This is right across from the public garden, this Park Lane.
I know it.
14 Boylston Street.
I know where that is. I've been there times.
Huh? Did you eat at the Park Lane, me?
Don't forget, friends, they're still serving the most luscious steak this side of anywhere.
What steak?
Well, you can have Frankfurters if you want.
You must have given them some suggestion that you wanted Frankfurters. That it was delicious, huh?
Tell you what, you know what? That doesn't sound at all appetizing to me.
I'd go
potato
steak.
Potato salad, Frankfurts, and sliced tomatoes means nothing to me.
No, it doesn't.
I think I'd rather dip my fist into a jar of marshmallow fluff and shave with it.
Yeah, I'd go for the steak.
What's that, Bob?
I'd go for the steak myself. And that's our new quiz show.
What's that?
Go
for the steak?
Go for the steak. But that won't be today. That'll be sometime
later. Well, we better get it in soon before the FCC clamps down.
I just happened to mention that while you were out that the 10th of September is the deadline for all the sponsors who want to get in on this show. They have to get their reservation in by the 10th. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, definitely, friends. If you want to get in on this, if you want to be a participating sponsor on this program, and the list is as long as our arm now.
Oh, it's growing every day, too.
You better simply get in touch with our commercial department.
Get in touch with us, simply. Now, as an example...
Do we have that simple phone call anymore?
No, we don't have that today. That was just before our program.
Oh, we lost it today. But anyway, if you do sell anything, friends, at all, or make with the service, simply get in touch with our commercial department and
because
we'll do
we're
a
the ones
up
who
job.
Can sell it for you.
Oh, boy.
No matter what it be.
We have a record of being the greatest salesman that radio has ever had since Henry Burr. Meanwhile, from Wonderland, as an example, we'd like to show you how we'd handle your commercial if you were Wonderland Revere.
Now, of course, there's only one Wonderland. You couldn't send us in copy for another one. Because
unless
be
you want to. If you want to, you can go ahead and do it.
If,
because
well, if
it
you
will
want
be
to
your time.
Them, sure.
It will be your minute. But this is the way we would handle it, say, for the Wonderland people if they were on our show.
We'd start with a bugle.
Yeah, I thought that'd be cute.
Then Ray would say something like this.
Remember, only three more nights of only three more nights of racing at Wonderland Revere?
I see how that sells right off the bat. You wake up to the fact. You say, well, I thought there was a longer time than that.
Swifty says, these are pre-Derby nights, when every race at Wonderland is a dog event. Yes, sir. Everyone...
Get down to the dogs that are running.
Let me get down to the meat of this thing.
I want to see if Tom Hussey's running again tonight.
He is, I know. These are pre-nights when every race at Wonderland is an all-star event. Nights when Wonderland's 10-race program is packed with end-of-the-season features that bring out the greatest greyhound performers of the very year.
Doesn't that sell you, friends?
Now, listen.
I mean, just this is only half of it, too.
Tonight's Big Ten Race Show is another speed classic highlighted by two great feature races, the 9th and the 10th. Remember, Wonderland draws the curtain on the 1949 season on Thursday night.
So keep out of the way.
With the running of the Wonderland Derby climaxing the season. So don't miss tonight's pre-Derby racing show. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Flood-lighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. Remember, only three more nights of Greyhound racing at Wonderland Revere.
I'll be sorry to see that end, won't you?
Pass down the salt, please, Bob.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Have enough grape drink?
Certainly. Plenty to last.
Well, have you fellows made any resolutions for this new fall and winter season that you'll be playing straight through on this program?
I don't know as they will be playing straight through on this program, Bob.
Well, that's if we keep them, I mean.
I haven't made up my mind on it, as a matter of fact. They may be with us tomorrow, and they may not be.
I mean, that's how it works from day to day. You never know whether we'll hear them or not.
And, in view of the way Green is carried on today, there's a good chance that tomorrow we'll have Ben Light and his recorded trio with us.
as Ken and Bill's substitute.
As a matter of fact, we have to cut down somewhere, and I can't think of a better place to cut than on the musicians. How about you, Bob?
That's all right with me.
Sure. Because naturally, Bob or I wouldn't want to cut ourselves out.
No,
this big plum we have here.
We've got to eat. I mean, have families to raise and so forth.
It's a big pie, friends, and we try to slice it up so that Bob and I get a good, healthy portion.
And if Ken and Bill get any, why, good luck to them.
Surely. This program is a public service feature.
Don't forget to send for that book. How to Change Horses in Midstream Successfully.
This cannot be rebroadcast to anybody overseas.
If you made records of this at home, you're in Dutch. Better break them right away.
Matinee with Bob and Ray stars Bob Elliott and Ray Gould. Supporting them are Ken and Bill.
And featured in the cast were Charlie Vigoya, Norm Prescott,
who was wearing a clothes horse. The program came to you from Hunger and will be heard again tomorrow at the same time. Remember to get work, be sure and write.
Bye, everybody.
Hang by your thumbs.
Bye.
Be with us for our new fall show tomorrow.
This is WHDH in Boston.